Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is December 26th, and this is Creation Lightship Healing Program. We're going to be bringing in the 12 source energies probably within about 10 minutes here. So people might wonder, what do you do when they come in? So I'll just kind of talk about that. Just kind of relax. I think a lot of people just like to lay down on their sofa or bed or something just to kind of focus on them. Each one will be about 2 minutes in length. And there's really no preparation, just kind of get in the present moment. You know, you do that mind-to-heart drop, and just be peaceful, and you feel the energies. You want to bring up the light beam naturally. And you can go to the BBS site, which you're probably on right now, and just scroll down maybe about a fourth of the way, and you can see the light beam. It's a large light beam face there, so that should work out good. So that's what you want to do there. So let's clear away an energy here for the Canadian people and maybe other people who, you know, this is their Canadian Boxing Day. So let's get rid of the energy here, and then we'll activate the light beam next. So here we go, releasing that energy that could be harmful to people, Canadian Boxing Day. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let me put Kathy on. Do you have anything else we could clear?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. I was just told that today is another observation of Kwanzaa for another part of the planet. Can you clear that too, please? The energies of Kwanzaa. It's a celebration in another continent.
Okay, so we'll clear that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll also just clear the aliens that could be in your room. So we'll do that to release them out of here. This is the health enslaved alien. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's activate the light beam. So you should have it up probably already. If not, like I said, scroll down on the BBS page about a fourth of the way down, and it's right there. So here we go. Stronger. Bring in the male energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now if you have any situations going on that you want to have clear, just think of one of those. And here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we can get requests if you like for the light ship as we go there, probably maybe about a quarter tail. And just send those over to clsquestions@yahoo. And we normally have maybe 8 rooms that we go into. So we'll put Kathy on here. So are you there, Kathy?
I'm still here. Hi, Ron. Yes, and so Ron just cleared a couple of big observation days, and he activated the light beam on the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page. There's a big light beam space there. Also on that page is the fast chat feedback form link that you can click on the left side. It says click fast chat. Also, it says it below the BBS radio icon where you can see Ron's the title of Ron's show, Creation Lightship Healing. And we're on BBS radio station 2. So if you'd like to send over your healing area request at this time, I would suggest it, because while we're going to experience these Divine 12th source energies, we're not going to do anything else. We're going to just stop what we're doing and relax, as Ron said, and just let the divine source energies go through us and work with us for any healing that we need, and we all need that, and the peace energy that is nowhere else to be found. So Ron's done this before, but not very often, and it's a really special experience, and we want to take full advantage of it. So right now, we're asking everyone to clear some time and space for yourself to receive this special gift. And then if you do want to participate in the Creation Lightship as with the healing request, send it now to us on that link, through that link, that fast chat link, or through the email, as Ron said, clsquestions@yahoo.com, so that you don't have to be thinking about that while we're experiencing the 12 source energies. After we're done with the 12 source energies, Ron is going to take us directly to the Creation Lightship for the healings there for specific areas in our body that we can request be healed. So it's a different sort of healing. And Ron, I'm curious if you could please explain to me and the listeners what actually is going to happen when we listen to you or have you give us the 12 source energies. How will we feel and what will happen?
Well, each time one comes in, you're going to feel a little more relaxed. Sometimes you may not feel the energies really strongly, then one might come in that is a little stronger than the other ones, and that's okay. So remember, you're made up of these 12 source energies, so we'll just say if for some reason something was blocking that energy from being with you, just kind of making it really simple here, then you may feel a lot stronger. And then from there, you're able to incorporate it, and it will come into you automatically. There's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax. So don't try to push it or pull it or do anything else. It'll just come in and be, you know, very peaceful. So you can get your location now if you like. And I guess we'll just start here. And, you know, a lot of people just like to sit back and relax, maybe lay down. And each one will be about 2 minutes in length. So here we go. Here comes energy for you. I have your light beam up on the screen. So do that. I'll give you half a minute here just to get the light beam up and for you to get situated. Maybe you have to take your shoes off or something or whatever and just get comfortable. And here we go. So I'm going to bring in the first energy here. They'll be in for about 2 minutes apiece. So here we go. So first energy, number one. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And I won't be talking during this here. So you're going to just be able to be in that peace energy. Energy here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll bring in number three, Source Energy. We can also 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bring in Source Energy number 4. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and... it starts to turn into something. Okay, let's bring in source energy number 7. 1, 4, 5. And let's do number 8, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here's number 9, Source Energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here comes Source Energy number 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's bring in the next energy, number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. attention. And for 12, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Maybe a little bit more. We'll go another minute here. Feeling pretty good. One more minute to go. Okay, everybody, there we go. So let's go to the light ship. So this will only work live on the archives. I mean, on the present show, we're on XD, but not on the archives. A little hard to live in both worlds here after this year. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want to request one specific healing that you'd like to have. And we're going into the first room, which is the hot tub room for detox. And we have quite a few rooms here, so we have a little bit of extra time. So we'll just go. We got a large list here. So let's go in the deer room first. So again, request your one healing. There's three deers coming your way. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, we're in all these rooms, even though I may mention the next one coming up here. You're in all these rooms at the exact same time having healing work done on you. So the next room we're going into is the rainforest room. Here comes this energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. You might even be able to smell the fresh air there, too. It's quite nice. Now we're going to be in the waterfall, so we could select our own waterfall if we wish. There's silver, there's gold, there's like an amethyst waterfall. So kind of your choice. So here we go. Or you can go in all of them if you want. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And remember, you want to just request your healing. Some people like to whisper it out loud in each room. And we have a room that has streams, I guess, from the waterfalls. So here we go. And maybe some ponds. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we have another water location, which should have the oceans. So ocean water. So here we go. Stronger, maybe some tide. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got deserts here, so maybe let's go to the room with cactus. So here we go, cactus room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And requests for foxes. So let's go to the room with three foxes. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to the room with the beavers. So here comes the beaver energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to the monkeys. So stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger. And let's go to a room with the lionesses. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And then we have a room for, it looks like, canaries, some birdies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we can't forget the elephants. So here we go. Remember, each one of these has a different type of energy that you may feel. And you're in those rooms, so you're still there. So here we go. Elephant energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room with the centrifuge room. And you can request what you want to release. Some people like to release addictions or things that are a little more stubborn. So we'll see how that works for you. So here comes this energy. The room is spinning. It's all silver. And if you're able to sense something, you may actually see your thoughts as you're connecting to this energy. These thoughts are being taken away from you, causing your situation. So the room is spinning. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we haven't been in the room with the sunflowers for a while, so let's go to the sunflower room. Here we go. This will be the last room. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship, and you can get your gather up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants as they come down with you. Right now you're out of time. Nothing's connected to you. And when you come here, you're going to feel maybe a little heavier. So here we go. Coming back down, I'll count to five to bring you back. One, two, three, four, and five. Okey-doke. So, Kathy, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here, Ron. It was really fantastic. I feel very heart-centered, calm, serene, inner tranquility. Like, you know, I feel so good after such a hectic week. And... yeah, extremely relaxed, and, you know, I just feel a little, you know, vacant, too, in my mind. oh, boy, that was really special. Someone wrote in saying that they didn't particularly feel the 12 energies. A distinction between them, but they do feel relaxed, and they also feel some tingling. So, Ron, could you explain a little bit more about the 12 source energies and why are there 12, and what actually was healed? Was it our spirit?
Spirit and body, yes. Uh-huh. And so your body's is made up of the 12 source energy, so that's the main creation energy that created you. And normally the 12 energies are, we'll just say, equally used or present with you. Sometimes, maybe as you have alien abductions and things, and the aliens take a little part of you away, it could also be one of these energies that they maybe can recognize, possibly, and steal from you. So when we do this clearing, you get them all back again. But you are made up of all these energies. And so that's just the way to look at it. So the 12, in a sense, created the one energy, which people talk about. But it's actually made up of 12 energies as one. And their energies are basically all the same as far as intensity. But they just have a little different job, which is hard to, or different energy that is working, you know, with you on your manifestation of you, your body, and your spirit. And also, as you put your energy out from your spirit, the 12 source energies also impregnate whatever you're doing in your creation. And that's just the way it is there. So I haven't seen anybody, actually, who has lost one of these yet. So normally you have quite a bit of each one of them with you. But they are, in a sense, the same, but they are slightly different as far as the way they maybe do the manifestations. So it'd be almost impossible for you to pull it apart and try try to find one of them and to find out what attributes it's giving you, because it doesn't work that way. So anyway, you're made up of all these 12, and that's the way it is. Back to you.
Yes, and as you said, we will feel some more than others. They are there, though, and other people are commenting that they also feel similarly to me, peaceful, tranquil, and a little bit mentally vacant, very relaxed. Ron, how long will this wonderful feeling last?
Boy, that's a good one. I don't know. If it's late at night now for some people, they may just go to sleep and have a very, very wonderful, you know, peaceful, restful sleep. You may feel them tomorrow, too. That's a really good question, because really they should be with you the way you feel now continuously throughout your life. So if you start losing the feeling, that means that you got into the mind energy, and you're probably maybe blocking, or the aliens want to block from you this feeling of being in the present moment and being in the now. So they're trying to block your peace. So back to you.
Yes, it's important to keep in mind that we are a part of these 12 source energies, as Ron said. They are, it is what we are created from, and this is a good way to reconnect with it and to remember that opportunity to heal our spirit and actually get re-energized in a way. This has been a wonderfully re-energizing spirit healing for me, and it will help assist us in the healing of our body. And then we went to the Creation Light Chip, where we did actual healing of the body with the beautiful light beings that Ron escorted us around to see, and who took the time to listen to our needs and requests and are healing us, working on us on the Creation Light Ship during the time we're on there. So this has been a very special experience both tonight, both spiritually and physically, for healing. And we added the music as an impromptu measure so we wouldn't get taken off the internet or dropped off, but it was nice to hear that beautiful music again, and it was a very soothing experience. Knowing that we were being healed, too. Ron, thank you for the opportunity to experience the 12 source energies, and I did want to make an announcement about an upcoming event you have. Should I go ahead, or do you have anything you want to add? So I'll go ahead with the upcoming event announcement, and it's one you already know about. It's just to sample the energies on January 3rd. It will be on a Sunday, January 3rd, for 4 hours, and Ron will give us an opportunity to sample the energy for the 12 months of each year, and then that way, during this time, we can match our intentions or our manifestation requests, things that we'd like to have happen with that energy while we're with him on the Creation Light Ship and in a heart-centered place, so that we are with a source energy rather than on a alien timeline. So this is a good time to start thinking about what you want to manifest in the coming year, and be ready to join in on the call. It's $50, and you... it's $20, and you register through the Creation Light Chip website. By now, if you're on the mailing list, you should have gotten some email reminders. You can register on the email through the PayPal, and then send in your PayPal donation, and you'll get a phone number with a PIN code, so you can with some instructions that you'll need to have that for the call. So, Ron, did you get reconnected?
Yeah, I'm here again. So,
I just announced the January 3rd sample of the energies for the month and plant your intentions for each month, you know, manifestation.
Great.
Yeah. So, let's see. We did get a few questions if you want to move on.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure, yeah. We got 15 minutes. Sure, no problem.
All right. Okay, so you at the beginning of this program, you cleared away alien energies who might be with us in the room, which was really great for getting us ready. And someone is asking about the enslaved aliens audio clip that we've been distributing that was made by Mr. Oxygen on the YouTube channel. And his question is that, I know this came up before, but let's clarify. Can this audio clip clearing work for someone else who's not in the same room or the place with this person? Can you put the person's name on the computer and at the same time run the video of the enslaved aliens clearing?
No. The aliens are going to hear your cell phone or computer talking, okay? And that's how they get released. Now, if the person doesn't have the clearing and you wanted to call them and, you know, have the program sent to them, you know, with your microphone on your cell phone to their location, then yes, it would work there because they're listening to the program. So that's how that works, but it has to be the audio in the room, in the location, that will clear them out of that location. You cannot put something like, you're in Florida and you want to clear somebody, your family member will say in Montana. It doesn't work that way unless the person in Montana was connected to, and be able to say, we'll say, play the audio from you going to them. That's the way that works.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Some questions and feedback coming in from the 12 source energies that you shared with us just now. One person's asking that if they still got the last two energies, because you couldn't hear you say 11 and 12 source energy. So even if she was still on the line, did she get the last two?
Yes, that's correct. It was still being... say transmitted to you, yes, even though you may have heard the audio or me talking, yes. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Another question. Will we experience 12 source energies all the time once ascension happens? If so, what a wonderful place this is.
You would be living in that energy. Like I mentioned, you know, the energy that you felt tonight is the way it's supposed to be all the time here. And it should be very, very peaceful. So you should be able to, you will be able to feel that, you know, if you're in true light. And like I mentioned, the aliens don't want you to feel that energy or even know what it is. So they may block you and bring you situations and traumas and dramas to take you out of that peace. So you will feel it when you're in the light, yes, but you really won't know anything else but that. You're not going to be able to judge it. That's just your normal state of being, is that energy. Well, back to you.
And Ron, when this program is archived, this program on December 26, 2015, for the 12 source energies, will the 12 source energy audio archive be effective?
Yes, it will be.
That
would be your ultimate peace, you know, that you could have as you listen to this here. I think we do have a similar a clip, we'll say, on the CTR radio also.
Yes, it's exactly like this. That was done January 3rd, 2013. And also, yes, if you listen to that on Contact Talk Radio, and this one too, it would be interesting if you could feel the source energies, or maybe you could let us know if you did listen to the archives, how did it feel for you? And I'm sure that, Ron, the other clearings you did at the beginning of the session will also be effective.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, good, because you did a nice emotional clearing and you cleared out the energies of aliens in the room. So that would really help a lot, I think. Okay, so while we're still sort of heart-centered, Ron, maybe we could do some other clearings. Perhaps people are feeling a little bit stressed or overwhelmed.
Boy. I don't know if I'm going to feel that this second.
Okay.
I
understand.
Out of their peace, you know, they have to think of a bad situation, you know.
Right. Well, thank you for the trip to the Creation Lightship, someone's saying. You know, if we could listen to this audio every day, we'd all be in a really good space, I think. You know, we're not going to encourage any questions right now because I know Ron said he wanted us to stay in a heart-centered place, and we're going to just, you know, do our best to stay there. I still feel a little mentally out of it, and I'm just happy to feel more open and in the moment. It feels so peaceful to experience the source energies from the true light that we are a part of. And having done this before, I know this awakens me and us more to our real selves. It's source energy that created us. And so it's a, you know, it's quite a gift to experience and hold it and reawaken within. And so I'm very grateful for that, and I'm planning to play the audio archive. And by the way, BBS Radio has been diligently posting the audio archives after the show within a day or two. So they're right there on the website of Creation Lightship Healings on BBS Radio. So thank you very much, BBS Radio. So, Ron, over to you for any final comments and maybe the mind-to-heart drop.
Yeah, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop here and end the show a little bit early. That way you can just relax. So here we go, mind-to-heart drop. Let's command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So we do the countdown from 10 to 1 three times. And your thoughts are being brought into your heart to be neutralized. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you, and we'll see you again. Bye, everyone. Blessings.